you like random, I'm a grave digger. Lots of shenanigans and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Replayed on Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30 p.m. for your weekly random rendezvous with Reza on
Reglan Community Radio.
ReglanRadio.com. Kia ora tatu everyone. Good evening. Hallöchen on this Monday evening. 7:03 here on Reglan Community Radio. What a beautiful day it's been. I'm going to start off this next hour and a half with Odessa and the Knox with Love Letter.
You can't break my heart because I was never in love. You can't break my heart because I was never in love. You can't break my heart because I was never.
Odessa and the Knox with Love Letter. I think I played quite a few of Odessa's songs. Do like them. And it just made me think, oh, where are they from again? Let's have a quick Google. It's an electronic duo. Yes, I did know that. Two dudes. America. Oh. Unusual. Usually people are from the UK. Lots of electro coming from the UK these days. Anyhow, We're waiting for Neil to come 7:30 to let go of some Raglan rage, see what's happening on the notice board, give you a weekly update if you're not on Facebook, or if you are and just want us to discuss some silliness. Yeah, I hope you recuperated from the long, well, not long weekend, but long weekend in terms of so much going on. Friday night at the Art, 30 years Raglan Community Radio Party, which was super fun. Thanks everybody for coming. That was amazing. A great turnout. We had Cornerstone Roots and my mates Team Squad. Jeez, I just forgot the first band, but they were there too. I think it was a full house. It was super fun. And I played some tunes in between. I mean, not that you can call that DJing, but you know, I try. Other than that, there was the cabaret from Freedom to Fly on Saturday, which was pretty cool, which also was the inspiration for the next song. We know Painted Black from the Rolling Stones, and here it is from Ciara. A pretty good version, I'd say.
I see your red door. I want it painted black. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black. Girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of colors and they're on painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back.
Painted Black, a cover from Ciara, an American singer-songwriter, and originally, as we all know, from the Rolling Stones. But I do really like this darky, poppy vibe. And yeah, it was inspired by one of the Freedom to Fly performers on Saturday at the Cabaret Show. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza every Monday, 7 to 8.30. Patiently waiting for Neil to come in the next 15 minutes or so. Until then, this is Cristobal Tapia de Ver with Renaissance, which is the main title theme from, maybe some of you have seen it, The White Lotus. A great show on Neon. Watch it if you haven't. Yeah, it's just a cute little instrumental 1.5 minute jingle.
I like it.
None of them are real special.
What are you frightened of?
Being alone, I guess.
Dying alone? Living alone?
Yeah. Being alone, you know. I don't need the money.
Are you afraid to die?
No. The last thing on my mind.
You ready to die?
Oh, yeah. That doesn't frighten me at all.
Are you eager to die?
I used to be. I lived a life.
Also a cute little musical interlude. Chapel of Love, who most of you probably originally know from the Dixie Cups, a song from the 60s, 64 to be precise, and here reinvigorated by Jimmy Hu, who was a Parisian composer, writer, and producer. And before that, the theme song to the show White Lotus, which I've watched ages ago. Let's keep this rolling. Here on Raglan Community Radio, 16 past 7 on a Monday evening. This is Golden Vessel, Emerson and Life with Hesitate. Just waiting on Neil. Patiently.
Staring at the light up.
All that I am, all that I ever was. you lie with me and just forget the world?
I seem to be all into the covers tonight, eh? That was Sophie Tucker, Chasing Cars. Most of you probably know Chasing Cars from the Irish-Scottish band Snow Patrol, a song that we also know from Grey's Anatomy. But yeah, Sophie Tucker is a musical duo from New York, and I really dig that electronic vibe to that song. And before that, we were listening to Golden Vessel with Hesitate. And Golden Vessel is a electronic music, hip-hop, R&B, alternative pop artist from Brisbane, Australia. Yeah, I wasn't aware that I had so many covers on here tonight, but I like it. I kind of like it. It's not like that I ever put too much effort into the playlist, to be fair. I just listen to things that I like, and then this is what happens. Anyhow, we're a couple minutes away from Neil entering stage to get rid of some regular rage. Until then, this is Josef. It's been a little heavy lately. Hope it's not been too heavy for you guys.
Your purpose with me, baby. Set your conversation.
Big Wild, Sixes to Nine in the Daywave remix. And Big Wild is a, he's actually known as Jackson Stell. He's an American electronic producer, songwriter, vocalist, and sound engineer. And before that, we were listening to Joseph, a Scottish indie alternative singer. Let's put it that way. And yeah, it's time. It's probably time for some of you probably just turn in for this. Welcome back, Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Tolan, to Raglan Rage.
Thank you. I've been hanging out all week for this.
Yeah, as right. Always. As we do, as we all do. I'm pretty sure some people just tune in because they want to listen to you.
They do. I actually have heard that.
They want to know what's going on Facebook because they don't do Facebook.
But please listen to other shows. Just don't tune in just for this show. Yeah. All right? There's lots of great other shows you can tune into.
Yeah. But this one should be your favorite.
It should be up there. It should be... saved, it should be screenshotted, it should be
re-listened to on our archive,
alarm set, everything ready to come on at
re-listened to
every Monday
on Thursday,
5 till 6:30, driving around regularly.
Prime time drive time,
that is a big, we are prime time drive time,
right? Say that 5 times in a row real quick.
Prime time drive time.
Just like a pro.
Not as difficult as you think.
Just like a pro.
Red
all right,
leather,
hit me.
Leather.
What's the newest rage? I got a few things, but I'm pretty sure you have similar things.
I think it's good that we can do the double research, though, just in case we do miss some.
Mm.
Here's one here. Can't all the owners of these cars read? This was Monday and no space for trailer parking.
Oh, yeah, so I had that one.
Yeah, we've got a few cars there parking.
That was at the wharf, right? Where usually people that have boats should park their trailers, but then they're not trailers, they're actual cars.
They're actual cars, and they're just going, oh, I'm just going to park here for 50 minutes.
Yeah, and the thing is, our monitor, like the monitoring team, you know, the guy that gets out the fees of, what, $30 that you pay if you park wrong, they're only in town twice a week. For a couple hours.
You know what particular days?
I do not. I could ask, but then I probably wouldn't be allowed to tell.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, it's like, what can you do?
So the question is, though, can't all the owners of these cars read?
Yeah, it is a valid question.
Can they read?
Yeah.
And so we go into the comments.
Does anybody answer that?
Park behind them and head out fishing.
Yeah.
That could work.
Mm-hmm.
They could just park long ways and block 3 or 4 cars that park there. Mm-hmm. That would be hilarious, was another comment.
Yeah.
Sheesh, maybe I should start a towing company in Rags, make a killing right there, LOL.
I wonder if you can just do that, because towing needs to be like, you know, you can't just tow. It needs to be like an official, like, I don't know, police or council or somebody who will then, I guess.
Yeah, right? Maybe private property is different, but that's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but public property, you can't
I should do that at my house, eh? Is it just a fundraiser? Hey, mate.
Why not?
Send the photos to council. That's meant to be monitored by the parking officer. $60 fine. $60.
Oh, is it 60? All right.
Block them in.
Hurts a bit more.
Get the clamps out.
Mm.
Council job, not ours. The who? Council. Got any other jokes? Bit of humor there.
Jesus.
Finding a park at Wharf is difficult. I get that. If I can't get one, I drive away, which isn't good for business there.
Mm. I'm not down that often down there. Sometimes I get some fish, but...
Yeah, it is nice to pop down there. Oh my gosh, honestly, grinds my gears.
If that grinds your gears, you got no other problems, mate. Just saying. If that gets you going, wow.
Get out of here. They need to go back to school to learn reading.
Mm. Yeah, that too.
That's it. I'm done with concrete. I'm going to start an impound yard.
Uh-huh.
So there could be a bit of a theme there. Towies. So a lot of great comments. Get them towed.
Mm. I feel like that one had a lot of comments, like 50 so
50 odd commons or something, or even more, which always surprises me because those are the commons that I just don't even.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even waste energy reading usually if I wouldn't do this show.
Yeah, so I did waste energy.
Yeah.
I was a little peeved off when I went fishing in the evening a couple of months ago. People getting fish and chips. I had a confrontation with three vehicle owners who had just parked and told them I was going to park across the back of them and I'll be back in 3 hours. Only one of the cars moved.
Well, at least, you know, told them, be like, please, I move your car. Speaking of cars, there was another parking comment. I don't know if you saw that one. That got a lot of heat. It got 70 likes, or at least, you know.
That is some heat there.
Thingy thingies. And then quite a few comments too. Don't park in disability parking. And then the NZ post.
Fair enough.
Car in the disability parking. I'm like, oh. And then the whole like, oh, but he's just dropping the mail. Oh, but he's just doing that. Well, but still, ba-da-ba-da-ba. And back and forth and back and forth. And, you know, everybody has a say of why it's right or wrong to do that. And I'm like, gosh, again, I would not have the energy
to getting amongst it.
Mm.
But, you know, do not park in those parks.
Tell that the NZ post.
Unless they've got a badge. Unless they've got the, they might have a disability. I mean, the thing is, you can't judge anyone and say, oh, he can walk, but you don't know, they might be, you know, they might not be able to walk very far. Maybe he's got a card,
sick,
but obviously it wasn't
sort.
Displayed. There's so many things that go into it. But if you don't have one of those cards, then don't park. Or even if you've got someone else's card that you're just using.
Just use a card. FFS. NZ Post is the most arrogant career drivers in the industry. They make us look bad. I don't know who he means by us. Maybe another post service. Any good courier has effective time management and good route plan before leaving the depot to ensure all delivery is done in time and so on. Oh, wow. I'm not even going to bother reading all this. Report it to council. See who stops parking there. So rude. The worst. I'm like, well, the worst. I mean, come on. What times do we live in? It's not the worst.
No.
It's like, it's, yeah, you're not allowed to do that. But is it really the worst? I don't think so.
I think there's more problems in the world.
Probably. Which, name one problem, Neil, that's worse than wrong parking.
probably parking behind using the boat car parks.
That's definitely worse.
That's up there.
Than disability parking.
Eating lollies out of the pick and mix.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you do that.
Just a taste. Them to see
these are the problems we're facing here now, Aotearoa, New Zealand. People.
Here's another bit of a problem. It was on the Ragnar notice board. Just keep bringing you some of the rages on the Ragnar notice board. Some of those questions and some of those comments. Is the water tank going to be repainted? The white's pretty boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, actually, right? The mural guy, I forgot his name.
Theo? Is it Theo?
Yeah.
Theo?
I just saw on the Raglan local rec the other day that he's going to start soon, I think.
Yeah, and it is. It's been, I saw the outline. So it is going to be painted. It's not going to be left white. White would be pretty boring, just left.
What kind of statement would that be? We're white canvas.
Blank canvas. But it is going to look pretty amazing. I did see the outline on the water tower. It's going to look fantastic.
Do we know any comments when it's going to start?
We got some. So it has started.
Oh, it has. So all right, just didn't see that.
When they paint it white, that's just getting the base.
That's the start.
That's okay. The base color.
Laser.
Sketching it out. Laser.
This is laser, mate.
I did use that a couple of times during the week. And
is it catching on?
Didn't get a reaction from people.
Oh.
So really? Last week we came up with the word laser. So if something's really cool.
Because it's a laser sound. Yeah. Oh, man, that was laser. I feel like, yeah, that could be a thing. Millennials say, maybe.
Yo, that was so laser, dude.
Let's see if it catches on.
You got
on.
5 inches off the ground on that bike ramp.
All right, so that's the painting thing that's happening on the water tower right now.
Yeah, it's looking good.
It's going to be good, going to be good, going to be good. I don't even know what it's going to be, but
it'd be quite cool having a swim in there, eh? That water,
in the water tower?
Open up the top and summer's day and just...
I know people have been up there, but I'm not too sure about the swimming.
Obviously, you know, people are drinking out of it. You wouldn't want that
don't.
To. You wouldn't want that to happen.
Mm. But it would be cool.
It would be kind of cool, eh?
Sure. What else do we got?
We've got a big one here. That was a car that got stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty's car. Got
Sorry,
the car
Dusty.
Back. Stolen. Used in a Homburg.
Homburg, as in like burglary.
Yeah.
Homburg.
So very sad. You know, when you get a car, it's your first car, it gets stolen. I know what it's like. I know. I've had a few cars stolen. Actually, one time I went to the Warriors game in Auckland, paid, this was back in the late 90s, paid $20 for a car park, which is quite a bit of money.
Yeah. Thinking, and you were a young kid, right? That's a lot
I was in my teens. And went back, came back after the game. Car was gone. Wasn't even in the bushes. It had gone.
Yeah.
So we had to get our, you know, had to get our way back from Auckland to Hamilton. But
Jesus,
I know. So I do know what it's like when your car gets stolen.
I wonder if it's the one that got stolen at the beach car park on the weekend, because I heard that and I immediately thought about, oh, you know, the nifty way of how surfers, if they don't have a lockbox where they hide their keys.
Yeah.
Now I'm a bit like, oh, yeah, maybe you shouldn't do that. Just leave the key for the taking. But then what else are you going to do? I'm not going to pay money for a stupid lockbox.
No, it is. Or you swallow it and then you just wait.
Yeah, wait till it comes back out.
But that could take a few days. So there's the car, a picture of the car there. Very sad.
Oh, yeah. That's no good. Well, that's completely total. What did they do?
Yeah, so I think they definitely drove through something.
Or over someone.
So a message out to all those people. Please don't steal cars.
Don't do it. Take your own car, okay?
So a lot of comments, a lot of rage on there about the people who stole the car. So to those people who stole that car, shame, shame,
shame,
shame.
Do we have a shame?
Sound effect.
We just have thunder, but thunder is good. We don't have a shame. We should have one that just says shame.
Shame. Donkey. Shame. Do the donkey one.
Yeah. Where do you see the? Oh, here. It is. Yeah. Don't be a donkey. Yeah.
All right. So a bit of a car theft, and then we've got some more damage.
More damage.
Paul Holly's car got damaged.
Oh yeah.
Whoever did this to me and my neighbour's cars up Government Road for laughs last night. You won't be seeing the pearly gates. Any intel, property damage, commiseration is appreciated.
And then the
and it's just mirror. Pointless. The mirror has
the
been
mirror
smashed
of
off.
The car is broken and it's dangling on a thin.
Very sad. Mirror. I know they've done that in a few American movies over the years with baseball bats.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks fun, but.
It's not.
Mainly with mailboxes.
Yeah.
But please, have
take
some
your
respect.
Rage elsewhere. Take it to the notice board, not out on cars.
So a lot of comments there.
Yeah.
And good advice around how to put your mirror back up using a bit of the old JB Weld. So that's good learning there for people that do want to check that out.
Yeah.
Kelly Williams says, new Tinder pick at least. So you've always got the classics, eh? You've always got the classics, and that's why we love the Raglan notice board.
Gotta have the classics. It's the parking, it's the driving. It's a lot of car related
topics
in this town, hey. Parking, speeding,
yeah,
being a dick.
Car related.
Being a shitty driver. Yeah, it's.
And I've got another car related one.
No way.
But officer, the sign said I could do 150.
Oh, yeah.
You had one job, FFS. What does FFS stand for?
Nice try.
Nice try. Trying to get me in trouble with the New Zealand Broadcasting Standards Association.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just saying that. I'm like, oh, FFS. I saw that too. But I mean, I didn't see you driving past. But yeah, it is very confusing. So it says 50 because due to road works or whatever. But then the 100 sign isn't.
Yeah,
you know, crossed out or anything. So
unless they're really rushing. They're like, oh my goodness, the road's getting fixed. Quick, chuck the 50 signs up. But no, we've got to block off the 100. I'll get a bit of plastic and we'll block that off.
Yeah, maybe.
You grab that,
wasn't
you grab
done.
Maybe it was the timing.
Yeah, just a bit too rushed, maybe. Just a bit much. All right, I think that's enough for the traffic part of our segment.
There, yeah.
Let's do some tunes before we come back to Raglan Rage here on Rendezvous with Reza with Neil and Reza.
I might be better off without you. There's too many people around you. And all these vultures that surround you, they don't know a thing about you. The
That was Ash featuring Naila with Gorgeous, and Ash is a Cairo-born, Montreal-based multi-instrumental artist with his dance-ready fusion of electronic music. Yeah, pretty dancey. I like it. You're listening to 98.1 Raglan Community Radio. You're rendezvousing with Reza and Neil.
Good evening.
For our Raglan Rage segment. For another few posts from the notice board, just so you guys know what's happening in this town, yeah. If you're not on Facebook, or if you just want to dissect it a bit more.
Yeah, if you want to get in depth, because sometimes it's analysis. Easier to just read over posts, but we go in depth, we go deep.
We go deep.
We get to the heart of the problem, and we don't find any solutions.
And we don't solve it. We just make fun of it.
We just
it's
mix
what
it up
we do.
And leave it to bake.
Exactly.
Okay, here we have one. This is one that actually is a bit of a story, a bit of a... I like the ones that carry on. Did Shane's lines ever get found? These are at Demolition Traders. So we remember the lions.
Oh, yes, the lions that got removed from the garden of somebody. Yep.
So that was neat that someone posted it up on the page.
But that's like ages ago, right?
Yeah, it was. So that's why it's really good. It's like an old story. We're able to bring it back, to bring new life into it, breathe the embers. but no, it's not. It's the wrong ones. Thanks, but not this. These. So
okay. So somebody spotted them.
Yeah.
Somewhere else.
So they obviously
thought,
listened to the radio show.
Oh, obviously.
They
the
heard
only
us talk
reason.
About it. Yeah. Then they went to Demolition Traders and they saw some of those lines and they thought, hang on, wait a minute.
Isn't
I think that's Shane's lines. But unfortunately, on this occasion, it's not.
Not the same lines. But good to know good that to people are keeping it, you know.
If you are also looking, I lost back in 1994. I lost, I think it was $300 in a wallet in a Austin 1100 vehicle that was parked outside my driveway. So my sister, she borrowed the car and then she brought it home. And I did tell her when she was leaving that my wallet was in the glove box. And unfortunately, when she came back, the wallet had gone.
Don't you think she just stole it?
No, I don't think she did, actually, from the look. But if you do see it, it's a black wallet. It has about $300 in it.
Yeah, if you see it.
And it has a laminated ID card, because that's what we used to have back in those days.
Yeah, 30 years ago.
Then get hold of me, because that money would be worth a lot more now.
It would be great to have it now. Yeah, for sure.
So
that's an update on the lines. Yeah.
Here's something that's kind of cool. This is, I invite you all. This is not a rage. This is a nice thing. Because
rage can also be something nice. Like, it's all the rage, you know? Yeah, isn't that what kids say?
Laser. I invite you to play a little game. I've hidden this walnut called Tari somewhere in view from the Tracks picnic area at the Bush Reserve. This pick has many clues as to where you'll find it. The first person to find it gets to rehide it somewhere and may or not wish to post the pick for clues. Of course, as long as the group admin are happy to support such madness, I'll whittle around a few more birds and keep hiding them around Raglan, so keep a lookout. We've got to edit, check comments for a new pick in its new hiding place. It's game on.
So it's like an online scavenger hunt of some sort.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone's loving it. Everyone's keen.
Yeah.
We're all keen to look for birds.
I didn't even see that one.
And there it is there. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that. No, I did see the updated one where it found its last resting place.
What a great little thing.
That's cute. That's a cute idea to keep people motivated. So I've noticed that too. There is a bit of burn off going on across the harbour
in Teako. Yeah.
People are wondering how much, you know, how longer this is going on for. And I'm like, well, people burning stuff in their garden, what do I care? It's not in front of my house. It's on the other side of the harbour.
Mm.
Like, why is that a thing that needs to?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they've got burn offs. And on our side, we've got burnouts.
Yeah, maybe we should exchange.
Yeah, what would you rather have, burn off or a burnout?
Yeah, please let us know.
Give us a call. 8-3-2-5-7-5-5-7-6-7-7-8-9-11. Burnouts or burn offs? Burn off?
What's your favorite? Yeah.
Yeah. Making rubbish disappear.
It's what people do. I mean. Oh, what I really liked on the notice board 4 days ago, the picture of this really cute chicken.
No, that is a very cute
chicken. Escape Chook. Her name is a blueberry, which is a great name for a chicken. Yeah. Somewhere in government wrote, if you see her, please PM me. She's super tame, will come running to you if you call her.
Nice.
My chicken used to do that. And especially if you look like you're going to feed her, obviously. She has roamed before, but never too far from home. Nowhere to be seen at the moment. Her mate Oats is missing her and has parked herself next to me. Blueberry and Oats. That's pretty cute.
That's a very cute name.
And then people are like, oh, there was one opposite the driveway. Could be the same one. Thanks. I had a look. No show. I hope she's made it home. Sadly, no. That was 2 days ago or 2 days after that post. So I don't know if it was
so maybe
found.
We do have the game with the bird. Maybe we add another bird.
Yeah, an actual bird.
This is actual real bird. So we are live, folks. This is a live scavenger hunt. We are looking for blueberry.
Blueberry, the chook.
Oats.
The actual.
Oats?
Yeah, well, that one's not lost. That one's just
Oats
missing.
Oats is home. Yeah. And she is lost because blueberry is gone. They did everything together. They hung out together. They laid together. They did so much together. And currently they are apart. If you can help.
Free range chicken on the go. People saw her. So people saw Blueberry crossing the road and going places. But I can't see this being resolved. So if you see Blueberry the chicken.
That's great. There are 4,000 of you who tuned in to this show. We can tell by the numbers. If all of you,
go have
even
look.
80% of you, can keep a little extra lookout as you're driving around the corners, that would be fantastic.
Look out for a chicken. Stretch fump. Sweet. Okay, that's the chicken news. There was also some broken glass up on the Michael Hope lookout.
Oh, no.
Heaps of glass on the side of second car park. Watch your tires. I mean, it looks like a tiny, tiny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say heaps of glass, to be fair. It's like a tiny spot of broken glass. Happens everywhere all the time. I wouldn't pay too much attention to that unless you're on
unless
the notice
board.
Unless
you're bare feet and you're running.
Yeah.
And you don't see it in the middle of the night.
Funnily enough, this post has zero comments, which barely happens on the notice board. It just has six, you know, cry faces and astonished faces, but no comments. Nobody commented and said, "Bugger off, you people who ruined this beautiful place." So yeah, I was surprised.
Don't drop your glass on the grass.
Or on the concrete in this particular situation. But yeah, no comments on that one. So that's
why we
unusual.
Need the bottle scheme. If we could cash in those bottles, someone would have scooped that bottle up and got some cash and bought a big chocolate bar.
I think Germany's been doing that for 20 years. You know, you just, yeah.
That's how you do it, eh?
Pretty easy, too.
It's a good little scheme. So hopefully
one day.
So I've been saving up all my bottles. I've got my section filled with thousands and thousands
of dollars now, you know. It's money.
No, I haven't been because it will probably have a special label. It will be only bottles.
You can't keep them. Too bad. Is that us for this week?
I think
week,
that
Neil?
Is about us. I think, you know, it's we've covered the basics. Keep on posting.
Keep on posting,
if
people.
If you're feeling a bit of rage out there, post it up on the Raglan notice board. Don't do it on your personal page.
Just
do
it on the notice
where
board.
Everyone can see.
Yeah.
All 13,000.
The official channels.
Yeah.
Yeah, go through those. Thanks, Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan, and I shall see you next week.
You will, and a big well done on Friday night, playing some tunes down at the Raglan 30th birthday. It was great to be part of that.
That was pretty awesome, a good
crowd.
That
was so laser.
Laser. Yeah, it was a good crowd.
Yeah.
Everybody had a good time. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I think the whole crowd had a good time. I'll just see big crowd cheer.
It was a big crowd cheer, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Cool. Let's do it again.
Okay, and a big shout out to our sponsor of the show, Bex.
Bexy. She was listening there too.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she was really upset one day when I said, "Oh, I can't do the show." She's like, "Oh no." So yeah, I feel like sometimes at this stage I'm just doing it for Bexy, you know.
Yeah, well that is what we do. You put the hard yards in, even though there are 4,000 of you listening. Each one of you is so important to us. Thank you for your mail. Thank you for your thoughts. Thank you for
your contributions.
The carrot cake that got dropped off. That was nice.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And
keep it
Xbox,
coming.
Thank you so much for
keep
that
it coming.
Xbox. Whoever dropped that Xbox off to us.
I mean, we can't keep any of that. We have to, like, you know, can't take That's the shit. Bribes.
We will be taking it to the Raglan 40th
birthday
party in 10 years.
Yeah. Keep it to them. Sounds good, Neil.
Thank you very much.
I see you soon.
You will. Adios.
not enough, baby. Let's keep it hush tonight. You lost that touch, baby. So keep it hush tonight. It's been so tough.
That is an Italian band called Heaven with It's Not Enough, and they've been described as, yeah, dream pop, teardrop rock. I don't know about the rock part, but certainly very poppy. And before that, Petit Biscuit, a French DJ and music producer, and that song was called Alone. From Petit Biscuit. You're listening to 98.1 Raglan Community Radio. This is Rendezvous with Reza. I'm your host, Reza, for another 20-ish minutes playing some tunes that my Discover Weekly told me to listen to like half an hour before I had to come up with this playlist. This is Frank Moody with Dream and Color. A little bit more upbeat. We'll be right back.
message. Your answering machine sounds weird. I can't even understand what's this. So I hope you get this. This is Katie. Just give me a call.
Overnight, overnight, I've been watching. Looking back in the past, I do it often. Calm the nerves, I'm a passenger when I should be driving. Second guess my every step.
Harrison, Ash, and Ford, Get Lost in the Ford remix. And what you do when you have like three artists combined together in a song, you're like, just Google the first one and figure out where he's from, what he's doing. So Bearson is a Norwegian producer and music artist. And yeah, before that, we were listening to the London duo Frank Moody, Dream in Color. And we got a few more tunes before I leave. Four, actually. This is Kostakis and Diamond Thug with The Woods in the radio edit. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. Nice little piano sesh here. That was NTO and Sofyan Pamat with Invisible in the piano version. And NTO is a electronic dance music DJ from the south of France. And before that, we were listening to Kostakis and Diamond Thug with The Woods, and trying to pronounce this producer's actual name, who, by the way, has an obsessive compulsive disorder, which means it takes time for Konstantinos Karatamoglou, a.k.a. Kostakis, to perfect a record. I feel like Greek, maybe, but I couldn't find that out. Anyhow, we've come to the end of this show. I think I'm going to pop out a bit earlier because I haven't had dinner and I'm starving. You might hear my stomach rumble. This was Rendezvous with Reza on a Monday night. And if you will, we're back next Monday. Tune in or catch us in the archive. Here's a great threesome. It's Odessa, Parafokuva, and Olafur Arnolds. Light of the day, as now the light of the day is fading slowly. Enjoy, Kakite.
If you like random,
I see sinners in a church.
Lots of shenanigans, and all of the topics, and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza,
your introversion legend.
Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.